Pull off the covers, stick on your pads, pop your kettle on and lend us your ears. Hello and a very warm welcome to Oval Time. Surrey's very own podcast coming to you from the Kier Oval. We're back in the commentary box with the air conditioning off now, the sun beating down, and this summer of all summers coming to an end. I'm Mark Church, and just like England at this very ground a couple of weeks ago, we're looking for a winning performance to level the series and take all of us into the winter full of beans and with a spring in our step. Now, we'll have one more podcast after this one reflecting on the summer and basking in the glory of Oval Time, trending in Egypt, Poland and amongst the aviation community. Today though, in our usual style, I need some support in the most important areas and I have the best form of support other than an iron jockstrap. He's a batsman, he's a bowler, he's a slipper, and as we found out in our last episode, he's a bit of a philosophiser. Away the lads, it's Scott the Badger Borthwick.
Good morning, Churchy. How
are
we doing?
I'm very well. How are you, Badge? Yeah, more importantly, is your box still clean?
Yeah, still stick by it. I clean my box before every innings. So I've got a clean box, which is good to hear.
How do you clean your box again? Just remind us.
Just run under the sink.
Under the sink?
Yeah.
Do you not mean under the tap?
Yeah, under the tap.
Yes, because under the sink nothing would happen.
Under the tap in the sink. Yeah, just give it a little rinse out.
It was the great moment of our last episode.
I've had a lot of texts about that, actually.
Have you? Keeping your box clean.
Yeah, and a lot of people have actually texted me and said, look, they've actually tried it. And it's nice that they've got a nice clean box.
You may hear some banging and crashing around us during this episode of Oval Time. That's just because they're deconstructing everything after the test match. It's very exciting. Gentleman there has just taken a camera down, I think, and bent over, and that was a sight I didn't want to see. Now, Badge, I can't help but notice there's a South African-sized fast bowler hole right next to you today. What have you done with Mornay?
I think he's got a bit scared from Jack from the last episode.
Oh, he was terrified of
Jack, wasn't
he?
Yeah, he was scared of Jack. When he was scared of the big football hooligan.
Yeah, he was. Because Jack's mad for it.
Yeah, he's
mad,
a proper Man City.
Mad for it.
Proper. But now he's got a bit big time, and he's gone to watch the golf. He's gone to the BMW Championship Golf.
Is he?
And he's got VIP access.
So hang on.
Gone a bit all big time when he's left us hanging, hasn't he?
Hang on. We sat down with the great man last week, about this time last week, just to have a production meeting, didn't we?
Yeah.
Where it was Mornay, it's the 20, we're doing the... And then he's turned us down.
Yeah, exactly.
For what?
He's got VIP access.
To the PGA
with all
Wentworth.
The big dogs. Yeah. So, fair play to him, mate. He's a big dog, isn't he? But he sends his best. We did try and get him on FaceTime, but apparently the signal isn't great on the golf course. Which is like, whatever.
I think there's something in this badge that he's slightly scared of you as well now, because you both started doing this podcast at the same time, but you've been a bit of a natural at this, haven't you?
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
I do. I think it just comes to you.
I think I've got more 5-star ratings than him.
I think he just feels in awe of your...
Yeah, fair enough. Understandable, isn't it?
With your philosophising as well. More of that later, everybody. More of that later, because, last week... In this episode of Oval Time, everybody, we'll be looking back at the last month for all our Surrey teams. We'll also be looking back at the amazing summer of international cricket on these fair shores of ours. Excuse me, everyone, I've got to do it. If you want to join in, you may. And did those feet in ancient times walk upon England's something or the other? We'll have another cricketing confession as sent in by you, our lovely listener, not just the one, of course. And this is the bit I always look forward to. We'll be having another round of our ever-popular quiz, Ovalheads. We'll also be getting everybody's thoughts on England's incredible summer. So we have a lot to crack on through, and I for one want to play some great shots to up my average, which incidentally is 2,000 words an hour. So the bells are on, the umpires have shouted, let's play, gentlemen. And if Mornay were here, he'd have the new ball in his hand. But He's not. He's not. And seeing as I am a brilliant, brilliant cricketing captain, it will only be right of me to ask for the next quickest bowler in this box to take the new ball. So, Marina, are you available to take the new ball?
No.
Gareth, can you take the new ball?
Well, you haven't introduced me yet.
No, we'll do that bit in a minute. Badger, can you take the new ball?
I couldn't, no.
No, so Badger won't take the new ball. Marina won't take the new ball. Gareth won't take the new ball. I'm taking the new ball. Everybody ready? Let's play. So, Badge, I think the first thing we're going to do is let's talk shirts.
Yes.
So, obviously, you and I have been working tirelessly to get the top-notch signatures on the shirts that Mornay very kindly gave to us right at the start in our first podcast. I have Mornay's championship shirt. You have his T20 shirt. We're getting as many famous signatures on them for our chosen charities. Your chosen charity, just remind us,
was the Evelina.
And mine is the Tony Church Pancreatic Cancer Research Fund. So, Badger, how's it been going with your shirt? Give us a little update on what's been going on with your shirt.
I've had a very productive week with the shirt, actually. I left it in the hands of the dressing room attendant, Darryl. And
Roomie.
Yeah, the roomie, as known by the lads. And I said, look, can you get as many names on his shirt as possible from the Aussies? The English, the Combox, as many big dogs as you can. And he's like, yeah, no worries. So he's done that. But what he's done is he's got all the names and the signatures on the front of the shirt.
Ah.
So I've got some on the back of the shirt and some at the front of the shirt. And I don't know what's gone through his mind to ask people to sign.
He did tell you, he had a great idea, though.
Yeah, he did. He said you can buy them frames with see-through. Both ends. And I was like, well,
the famous see-through
both
ends.
Which end are you
going
to hang on the wall, mate?
You'd have to hang it on the ceiling.
Yeah, you would.
Wouldn't you? So you could see through either side.
Just top and turn. Like, one day you'll have the front, one day you'll have the back. But he's got some big names on.
Come on then, give us some.
Beefy Botham.
Oh.
Yuki Ponton.
Oh.
Steve Waugh.
Ooh.
Any
current ones?
Steve Smith.
Lovely.
Joe Root.
Lovely.
Ben Stokes.
Finally.
Yes.
Finally.
Yeah, he was always going to get on there.
He was always going to get on there. But he finally got stage
two.
Yeah,
he was always going to do it. Graham Hick.
Lovely.
Yeah. Top
so that player. Is added to Bradley Walsh.
Yes. Marcus Truscothick.
Marcus Truscothick. A.B. de Villiers.
A.B. de Villiers. Stuart Law.
Stuart Law. And
I think there's a few other ones. You know, the couple
any
of guys.
Surrey boys on there?
Aaron Finch.
Yes, lovely.
Aussie World Cup winner.
Mark Stoneman?
Nah, he's
not yet.
Nah. Mornay's on it.
Mornay's on it. Oh, it's his shirt.
Jürgen de Badger's yet Jürgen, to sign it, but still on holiday.
But we've still got a bit of time.
Yeah,
and
there
have been.
I've still got some.
You've got
I've
some
got a few
big ones.
Big ones lined
up your sleeve,
up.
So to speak.
Yeah, so in time. I've got some big ones, but there's some good names on there.
My shirt's behind us at the moment.
Yeah, no.
Do you want to just have a quick look at the number on there? There's quite a few, aren't there? Can you just sort of make out
well,
who's on there?
Good that it's all on
it's
one
It's all
side.
On the back it's next to Morkel.
Stupid Roomie.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Well, while you're doing that, dear Darryl, famously, of course, 2009 Ashes series, and I'm sure he won't mind me telling everybody this, he washed Michael Clarke and Michael Hussey's baggy green
honestly,
caps for them.
That
thought they looked a bit
me.
Dirty.
Honestly, he'd wash your mother if she walked in the dressing room. He'd put her in the washing machine. There's a story like a few weeks ago. I think it was like tea time and the opposition were 9 down. So Rocky's come off and he's put all his kit lined up, ready to put on to go to bat. So anyway, we bowl them out and Rocky runs off, gets his kit on. And he's like, "Daz, where's my jockstrap? Where's my socks?" And Daz has put them in the wash. So Rocky hasn't got a jockstrap or a pair of socks to go to bat to.
Daz,
and I borrowed a pair.
Genuine question. Do you think Daz is the quickest washer of anything that's ever... Because you literally just put it down, bang, wash.
Unbelievable. Like, it touches the floor for 20 seconds and it's in the wash.
It's a legend, isn't it?
It's like, remember that Daz advert? Daz does the hard work, so you don't have to. That should be his slogan, shouldn't it?
Quite good for you, that.
He should have it on his on his office.
Amazing man. Absolutely
but yeah,
amazing
like,
man.
Lads are really grateful for what he does. I mean, having come from Durham with a dressing room attendant only during the game, which is brilliant.
Mm.
But to have Daz almost want to say 24/7.
No, he is. He's amazing.
He's.
Man. He saw a ghost once. It was a Chinese cowboy.
I think that was just a mirror.
No. Genuinely,
he just looked in the mirror.
No. Genuinely, he thinks that the dressing room's haunted.
Yeah,
by
I've heard that story, bro.
An Oriental cowboy, and he came into the dressing room. Dad was there on his own, and it went into the coach's toilet, locked the door, shut the door, and Daz stood there. And then knocked on the door saying, excuse me, can I help you?
No answer.
And then the door opened and there was no one in there.
I reckon he was pissed.
While he was doing the washing.
But honestly, poor bloke, like, he's a legend. He's there from 7 a.m.
I know.
And he leaves about 11 p.m.
I know.
Especially on match days.
He's an amazing man.
Our kid, the opposition, the umpires leave his kid, he washes their kid.
Spectators.
If you drop your washing in, Daz will do it.
I know, he's an amazing man. That's Daryl, everybody.
Yeah.
He's got Badger's shirt signed on the front. Now, let's have a little look back at our Surrey side since we last met. Badge, I think it's fair to say, first 11-wise, it's been a tough little period.
Yeah, it has, yeah. We went down to Hampshire and we were poor. We had a decent first year. We bowled them out cheaply and then from then on, we got outplayed for 2.5 days and... So yeah, it wasn't ideal, and then we went down to Essex, and again, pretty much outplayed for 3 days. I mean, Essex are a side which are on top form and look like they're going to win the league, and they did to us what we did to teams last year, and pretty much outplayed us. Mm. So that was a shame, but we've still got one game left, and I think after the chat in the dressing room the other day, I think everyone's itching to finish off with a win, not just for the club, for the fans, but actually for everyone in the dressing room. Mm. I mean, we don't want to go and finish the season with the way we have been the last couple of weeks. So we want to finish with a win, and I think everyone's sort of itching to do that, and then get away from each other for 3 months. Mm. I think that's important as well, just to park in the dressing room and get away, and then hopefully come back next year stronger and better and getting back to where we belong at the top of the table and fighting for all three trophies.
Yeah, there's been some honest words, everybody. Yeah. I think it's fair to say, been some honest words. Now, we normally at this point just move on to talk about age group cricket and the academy. But finally, I've got a man on this show that I have wanted on this show since even before I'd thought of the podcast. I wanted him on here even before we'd come up with the idea of Oval Time. This is the man that discovers talent, both of a cricketing... And many people don't know this, a musical variety as well. We have got today Surrey's very own Academy Director, Mr. Gareth Townsend, is in the room with us. Round of applause for
morning,
GT.
You could
say like for like. I mean, big fastballer.
For
GT was a fastballer in his time.
For some, for really. Devon. Yeah. For Devon. You shrunk a bit. When you were seven, you were... Now, GT, just before we get on to talking Academy and age group... You've had a heck of a morning, haven't you? Just stressful morning. It's got a happy ending, this story, but talk us through your morning, because it's your poor thing.
Morning.
Yeah, just talk us through it.
My pet cat, Simba.
Great name for a cat, by the way.
How long have you had Simba?
Oh, 10 years.
10 years.
Fell over a bit this morning, kept falling over. Had to whip him to the vets.
Right, good.
They reckon he had a little mini stroke.
Oh, no. Don't laugh.
Well,
why are you laughing?
You're laughing.
Why are you...
Anyway, £650 later, he's back. He's
good.
Back.
He's back.
Yep.
Well, that's money well spent then.
That is.
Yeah.
What a lovely story.
Priceless, isn't it?
Well, it was a dark start to that story, but it's ended nicely. Did you not got pet insurance?
You know I haven't. And that went straight out of my current account. Yeah.
Dear.
Yeah. Painful.
Oh, well.
That was my golf holiday.
It's your one. Well, it's a day rate for you, isn't it? Gareth, talk us through this summer. Academy-wise, under-17s again, of course, won the national championship. How's the summer been?
We've had a really good summer with the age groups. Mm-hmm. 15s and 17s won their national finals, which was a great achievement. And some of the younger players then progressed into second-team cricket, as they do. Second team has been tough.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, with first-team injuries, England call-ups, second team's been hard work, getting the teams out. But we finished the season reasonably strongly there. Had my man on my right play on the odd occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been a challenging summer, but but pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, under 17s, I'm right in saying, Anto, that's 3 out of the last 4 years winning the title?
6 out of the last 10.
Is it six out of the last 7?
We've been to a fair few finals. Yeah,
that's good.
It is an amazing achievement.
But even the youngsters who were brought into the first team in the last 2 or 3 years, they've been outstanding. I mean, you look at Ollie Pope, Amasing Verdi, Jamie Smith.
There's so many,
and they come in the first team of cricket, and they're just meant for cricket.
Just give people cricket. Very quickly your philosophy, because on a serious point, if you look at it now, Sam, Tom, Ollie, Jason, that you know, you've got a whole conveyor belt that have come through. So what's the philosophy with the Surrey Academy, Gareth?
There's lots of things. We've got a really passionate, committed support staff that go down there. All of those guys. And girls are under the radar, so you won't know much about them. I mean, even Neil Stewart recently has been out in the press a little bit because of the work he's done with Rory Burns.
I was going to say that. I mean, a few weeks ago, I think it was after the second or third test, Burns used to come and having a hit with both Stewies, which I thought was amazing.
But that's because Neil's worked with him.
Neil would have worked since he was about 9. Right. So there's a relationship that's formed, and I think that goes with all the lads that have come through.
That just shows, like, Burnsy's side of the respect and Neil Stewart's as well to do that.
No, it is good. I'm not going to blow any more smoke up you. But,
well, we can.
Yeah, well, we could, but we haven't got time. One quick question for you, Gareth. You didn't discover Badger, did you?
I didn't know. What a fine cricketer he is.
He is. Who discovered you, Badger? Or did you discover yourself?
Oh, I haven't discovered myself, yes. probably Jeff Cook.
Legend
of a man. He was the director of cricket, or academy director, I think, when I first joined, and then got the head coach's job at Durham, and then I think he's still involved part of cricket up in the northeast, but absolute legend. Legend of
a man. I think we mentioned it before, but asked you one of the great philosophical questions again of all time.
Yeah, he did. I think I've told you the story, haven't I?
Tell it again, because I love it.
We were driving through London. I think we'd been playing either Surrey or Middlesex. And we sat on the coach, and Jeff said to me, "Badger, can you name a couple of parks in London?" And my first thought was Upton Park, the football stadium.
You're right. It is a park.
Right. Yeah.
You know what he was looking for.
Probably Regent's.
No,
or
it wasn't.
Right.
He just
probably
laughed, and that was it.
Gareth, can you name me a famous park in London?
Regents, I think.
We've run through Hyde Park together.
Yeah,
me and him
twice.
Gareth, thank you for being here with us.
Can I go now?
No. Is it just last quick question to you now?
Cash.
Is it true that Cash? We'll talk about that before the end. Is it true that Adele came through the Surrey Academy system as well? The famous singer.
What?
Yeah, didn't you know this?
Yeah, she was on the girls' age group
program. No, she was.
That's
bad.
Amazing.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? He's got their smother.
And Coldplay.
Coming. Hey?
And Coldplay.
Coldplay came through the Surrey Academy system. Not just Chris Martin, the entire band. People don't know these. It's amazing.
That's what talent ID's really about.
He is a star maker. He's the dream maker, man. Now, let's have a quick chat about Ashes, because obviously Sirius is finished. Badge England did pretty well, didn't they, to work out a way of getting Steve Smith out and also to come back and win the last test here.
Yeah, I think the draw was probably a fair result. I think both sides probably didn't do enough to win, but also didn't do enough to lose it.
Yes.
That makes sense. I think the Aussie bowlers were probably slightly better than ours. And obviously Steve Smith scored all their runs. So I think the draw was a fair result, and I'm pleased that they did manage to pull it back to all, and that good win here, wasn't it, at the Oval?
Yeah, great win.
Yeah, so it's been a good summer for England boys. I think if you said at the start of the year you're going to win the World Cup and draw the Ashes with such an amazing series as well. I mean, it was such an amazing series to watch, wasn't it, from a neutral point of view as well. And if some of the knocks, what both sides played, like that Stokesy innings ahead, and he was incredible. It's been an amazing series to watch, I think.
It has been, Gareth, hasn't it? Yeah. It's been an amazing summer for cricket.
Oh, some of the moments are unbelievable, aren't they? Yeah. The World Cup, that last ball, Stokes' innings, Headingley. Yeah. I think 2-2 is really important. If we lost that test, lost 3-1, but 2-2 is a little bit more, you could say we've got something out of it. I think we were slightly... outplayed, but that was because of the Smith factor, I think. Broad bowled brilliantly, goes under the radar, but focused on Archer.
But I think as well, like throughout the series, it was just small parts of the game where England lost. I think if you look back at the first test at Edgbaston, England had Aussies 120 for 8, and Aussies managed to get up to 260, and England got a lead of like 50. But I think if England were really ruthless there and got a lead of 150, then they don't really lose the test. So it's just little small parts of the test series which Aussies sort of won and kept the nose in front.
Yeah, it's some good news as well is that Tom Curran, Sam Curran and Jason Roy Whitebull contracts with England, and Rory Burns a Red Bull contract. And actually, funny enough, I'm going to ask you about this. Burnsy, we all knew what he was about, but I think everybody now knows what Burnsy's about, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, how he grew in that series. Yeah. You know, it's tough. But tough
not,
opening
not,
the bat.
Not
you know.
Literally.
Well, he could not much because he's not very big, is he?
No.
But it's the way he performed and went through that series. He's earned the respect of everyone, I think. Opposition, the public, media. He's been outstanding.
Yeah. I think he's, in my time here at the club, he's 2.5 years, he's been an impressive bloke. I mean, the way he led the side last year, not just obviously the runs he scored, but in the dressing room, how he speaks, how he goes about his business, he's an impressive bloke.
And we would have missed that, wouldn't we? The first team would have missed that.
Oh, definitely.
You know, that's not just his runs, but the fact, you know, you lose your frontline captain. I think that's been an impact as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody knows my thoughts on Rory Burns. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. Everybody knows my thoughts. Right. It's time for Cricketing Confession, everybody. Mm. Now, just a reminder, I'm here for you to confess your cricketing sins. I want you to think of me, as always, like your very own agony uncle. Anything, Gareth, anything. This week, the question comes from one of our listeners.
Mm. The listener.
Hey.
Oi, come on.
Number one in Egypt, mate.
Oi.
Don't come here and ditch us. Have a crack at us.
Well, you brought me in to host a listening show,
actually,
didn't you?
Ask him how many times he's listened to Overtime before he came in. Come on.
Well, I lied. I said once. Not at all.
We've asked you to come on this show, our show, mine and Badger's show.
Without payment.
We'll talk about that later. And you haven't done any prep at all, have you? You haven't even listened. You've got no idea what's going on,
shocking,
have you?
Mate.
It's terrible.
No, having been here for 20 minutes, I think I was pretty right.
Gareth, what would you do? Well, Gareth, what would you do if this was one of your academy players who hadn't prepared for a game?
Exactly.
So they walk out there and you pick them. You've given them their opportunity, Gareth. But they haven't prepared. Exactly. We're giving
all,
you your opportunity.
They're always prepared. Always prepared.
So why weren't you prepared?
Yeah.
Well, who says I'm not?
Well, everybody's been listening for the last 20 minutes.
Or no, I've listened to any of the podcasts.
So far, you've told us about poor Simba.
Yeah, which everyone's laughing at.
Well, only you.
Yeah.
You're the one that was laughing. I think had you prepared properly, you wouldn't have told us about Simba.
Well, it was emotionally quite upsetting.
Our listener with the question, it's come from a gentleman I know very well, actually.
Yeah.
I've lectured to him at university, and he's now making great strides in the world of sports journalism.
Good on him.
Yeah.
He did attend those lectures, then.
he was ill that day.
Came prepared.
Yeah, exactly. So, Tom Guntrip, at GunnerZZZZ, Tommy Lad. He's got this question for you. I'll start with you, Badge, then you have a think. I've got one as well. The cricketing moment you are most proud of that everyone else thinks, that's nothing to be proud of. Tom's experience... He once got one not out from 73 balls in a junior T20 game. Badger.
That's a good effort, that.
What's the moment that you're most proud of in cricket that nobody else would have really been proud of?
It's a good question.
It's a great question.
But I can remember making my first team debut, like club level, on a Saturday. I think I was about 13, 14. And I got chucked in to open the button. And as a kid, I was a small kid. I mean, I'm not a big lad now, but I was a small kid.
Don't put yourself down.
And the only way I could really score as a kid is if people bowled short on me or I could use the pace of it. I couldn't really hit the ball in front of square.
Not much changed.
Cheers, GT.
Thanks, GT. That's why all the academy boys are doing well.
Yeah, sort of just because I'm not an academy
boy.
Give
you a big build-up.
Not a local lad.
Don't speak to him.
Got chucked in to open the baton, and it was a shocking wicket. A real, real bad wicket. It was doing all sorts, and I had little medium paces and, well, they were fast to me at the time, but I think I batted for about 53 balls, I think it was, yep. And got a duck.
That is
wonderful. And I nicked off at the end, and I remember walking off going, you know what, I've actually played all right there. Mm-hmm. I left the ball well, defended well, got stuck in. And then
which game was this?
I used to play for a team called Appleton. And it was against South Heddon on a wet, damp Saturday afternoon. The wicket was shocking. And like I said, I got stuck in, and
53 ball duck.
Something stupid. It was over 50, I think it was.
I can understand why you're proud of that.
I walked off and I thought, I've done all right there.
Mm. What did your teammates say?
They were asleep.
Got home. Part of me was a bit embarrassed.
Just got back to the dressing room, no one there, they got home.
Part of me was a bit embarrassed.
A bit.
But if it was a net, I would have walked out happy.
Yeah. Well, that's
because I thought, you know, I haven't made a mistake in 50 balls.
See, that's what Tom's looking for.
And I think my teammates, obviously a lot older than me, and they were like,
oh, they'd have applied you for that.
They were like, what are you doing, mate? Yeah. Like, I remember I was batting with, I think the spinner came on, and
they were queuing up.
and the guy I was batting was like, can you sweep? Just try and hack it across the line. And I was like, no, that's not how I play. No. I want to play straight.
Good for you, mate. Good for you. Properly taught.
Yeah, I mean, now kids wouldn't do that because they just want to whack them. Fair play to them. But
a 53 or thereabouts ball like duck, I would have been proud of that.
In fact, the guy who got me out later became one of my school teachers, my PE teacher.
Oh.
And Dave Wilkinson, he was called. Dave
Wilco.
And he used to wind me up all the time.
About your 53 ball duck.
Yeah. So
harsh, isn't it? From Wilco?
Yeah. Mm. He's actually, his nickname is Wacker.
Wacker Wilco.
He used to think he was Wacker Eunice when he bowled.
Right. But he
was nothing like Wacker Eunice. No.
Gareth, what did you? Obviously, you've played first class cricket. You're now known as the Dream Maker. What about you? Have you ever had a moment?
I had a moment similar to Scotty.
Oh, excellent!
But it was like a protest innings.
Oh, lovely!
You know, I played for Devon after I finished at Somerset. Yeah. We were up at Cheshire. We had a few issues on the pitch to do with how the teams were getting on. So a bit of abuse, a lot of bad language. Murphy was playing actually.
Really?
Yeah. And we got abused so much when in that tea break. Really abused. Umpires didn't do anything. I refused to run after tea. So I batted 75 balls for no runs, and I would not run. And the crowd, or 15 of them, were kind of complaining on what was going on. So every time I hit the ball, obviously I didn't hit it very well, and just crept to, you know, the boundary, I wouldn't run. So I had a 73 ball without scoring a run.
So it was like a protest.
It was a protest.
It
was the only way I could do it. I said, we shouldn't
What happened at the end?
Just shook hands and walk off.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a rebel, aren't you?
Well, it was
are a rebel.
I've got a few more as well.
We haven't got time for those.
Have you got a better one
than that one?
Not really.
I've got one.
Go on then.
I ruined a charity match once and I was really proud of it. It was Paul Downton's benefit match down in Kent somewhere. And anyway, I was working in the bar, as I did then. I was about 15. And he's not with us anymore. It's really sad. The late, great Gary Mason, heavyweight boxer.
Yeah.
He was meant to be playing, but Gary didn't turn up because he was off doing something else. So they asked me if I'd take his place.
Similar.
So actually, to be fair, when I walked out to bat, I was announced as British heavyweight champion Gary Mason and got a round of applause from a big crowd there. Big crowd. But Lineker was playing, and this was night after the Italia 90.
What?
Yeah. So Lineker was playing. Anyway, everyone had turned up to watch Lineker. So I'm 14, 15. And I get put out at deep mid-wicket or wherever. Lineker comes into bat. So everyone's turned up to see Lineker bat. And about second ball, Lineker's launched one. And I have dived, fallen and taken. And even though I say it myself, it was an absolute blinder. To booze, the whole crowd booed me.
Wow.
Because they'd all come to see Lineker bat. And Lineker
and
had
Gary
to go.
Mason.
And Gary Mason as well. Spandau Ballet were there, the Kemps as well. Yeah, true. Gold. We got one more.
Can I get one more in?
Yeah.
Is it better than the other
one? Our poor editor's going to...
I've got another one.
Playing a charity game as
it's
well.
It's a great question, isn't it?
I was bowling a left arm spin to Alex Tudor, and he hit it to deep square leg, and Rocky didn't want to catch it. Refused to catch it. He's like, I'm not letting you get a wicket with left arm spin. So I could have had a test wicket bowling left arm spin in a charity game. I think it was Graham Onion's benefit there. And it came out beautifully. He like slug swept. It went in the air, and Rocky was like, nah, I'm not catching that. I'm not letting you have a left arm. Sure, that would have been a proudest
moment. Did he not try and catch
it?
No,
he just let it go. But that would have been selfish. My proudest.
Good job you've got proper test wickets, isn't it? Stoneman hasn't. He's got test runs.
Yeah.
You've got proper test wickets. Well, I enjoyed that, everyone.
Yeah, it was good.
That was great. Thanks, Gareth, for yours. Oh,
thanks for really the question, boring. Tom.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. So you've got one last chance to send us in a topic for our cricketing confession. Head over to @SurreyCricket on Twitter and don't forget to leave the hashtag OvalTime. Right then, enough of this fun and frivolity, because now it's the serious time. It's my favourite time of the show. It's time, everybody, for Oval Heads. Now, just in case we do have any first-time listeners like our guest Gareth, who hasn't bothered listening to any of the other podcasts, even though we've invited him on as a guest. For anybody else who hasn't been listening, number one, where have you been? But welcome to you all anyway. Badger, how famous is this quiz now?
Very famous.
That's about right. Yeah,
I think massive. Like for the last one, we might actually get Paddy Walsh in to host it.
Like the chase.
Yeah.
Big news for you, Badge. Yeah. Delighted to say that it's being turned into a board game for Christmas.
Oh,
isn't that exciting?
Yeah. I reckon Harrods would sell it.
Oh, definitely. They love
it. It'd be the posh shops.
With you on the front cover. Of course, in all the posh shops. Now, in our last podcast, we proved that two minds are better than one. When Badger and Mornay went 2-1 up in the series by beating the man that terrifies Mornay more than anybody else, he's mad for it, the Man City fan, Jack Mumford, the social media guru of Surrey County Cricket Club. Genuinely, Mornay's terrified of him. He thinks he's a football hooligan.
Mornay watches that Netflix documentary of the football hooligans and thinks Jack's one of them. Because Jack goes to every Man City game in his big cagoule.
That's possibly why Mornay's not turned up.
Yeah.
Because he thought Jack would be here again.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with the VIP BMW.
Yeah, that nothing to do with the fact he's just stood at the moment with a glass of champagne watching Justin Rose over a four-footer. But like England going into the final test here at the Kiro, see what I've done there? There's a bit to play for. So today it's another first here on Oval Time, everybody. This is Omar Et Homo, man against man, brain against brain, head against head. It's 1-1.
He's got his phone out.
Badger's just actually received a text message from Mornay Morkel.
Drinking a glass of Pimm's.
Told you.
In a selfie at the golf. Look at that.
He's got a good spot there.
Honestly.
Hasn't he?
Look at that.
I can actually see why he's turned us down now.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
No.
I'm just disappointed we didn't get an invite.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
I could have gone today. Gave that up to come here.
No, I did.
Two tickets I had.
But you bought those.
No, I didn't.
VIP.
I got them off Leica. Leica gave them to me. Danushka at Leica. Leica Travel.
Don't know what you're talking about.
But
I'm glad you did got them. Yeah. You sold them.
You should do your research.
You sold them.
I was doing a big build-up here.
So we're
scientific experiment here, gentlemen. We're going one-on-one. Man against man.
Come on, then.
Badger, you're on your own today.
Doesn't matter. Mornay was useless in the old times quiz anyway.
Just wait, Gareth. You are on your own today against the dream maker of Surrey County Cricket Club, Mr. Gareth Townsend. Just before we get on to that, Gareth, is it true that Lionel Messi came through the Surrey age group system?
That you should know that. That was kept quiet. Yeah.
When did you discover him? When you first saw Lionel?
Two.
And did you know then?
Yeah.
If Messi was a cricketer, what would you do? What would
a question that is. You've gone too early with your philosophical question.
Do you know what I'm thinking?
Yeah. He'd bowl leg spin.
Left arm Chinaman.
Yeah, he would. Left arm Chinaman, wouldn't he?
And he'd rag it miles with a proper googly as well.
And he'd bat. You'd have to be at a bat.
Yeah. But he'd
Anfield.
Be your absolute gun, wouldn't he? Absolute. But he was two when you first saw him, was he? And what you immediately just thought?
Yeah. He'll play for someone.
That's why you're so good. So,
absolute dream maker.
The dream maker. You can see why he is the dream maker, can't you? So,
he was in the same class as Chris Mine.
From Coldplay?
Yeah.
Amazing. What are the chances?
No, she was in the other one.
The other class. Fair enough. So, team one, Scott the Badger Borthwick. Team two, Gareth. I discovered Gareth Bale Townsend. Works like this for you because you've never listened to the show before. First team to three correct answers. Team one, which is Scott the Badger Borthwick. If you think you know the answer, you shout Bowling Jada. Mm-hmm. Could you give us a...
Bowling Jada.
Lovely. Team two, which is the Dreammaker, away to our left. If you think you know the answer, Gareth, you shout Shot Burnsy.
Shot Burnsy.
Oh, lovely. Very good. Very good.
Ooh,
so
nice
it's pretty. It's pretty straightforward. This first one to three. Yes, Gareth.
What happens if you get it wrong?
It goes to the other player.
And what happens if they get it wrong?
We move on to the next question because neither of you got it right, so you won't get a point.
I get that.
Yeah.
It's important to know these things.
It is. It's all right. Yes, good.
You didn't explain it.
Anyway, shall we get on with it? Let's play, gentlemen. Question one. What is the roof terrace above this sacred commentary box known as?
Can you question that, Churchy lad?
You can have a guess, boys, if you want.
Shot, Burnsy.
Yes, yes, go.
The OCS roof terrace.
No,
it's...
Couldn't tell you, I'm sorry.
The Corinthian roof terrace.
Wouldn't have known.
Right, here we go.
Sorry. Yeah. It's not a good start.
No, never invited up.
Dreadful start. To the nearest number, how many runs did David Warner score in the Ashes? Right, you go first. Badger?
91.
91 from Badger.
95.
Spot on from Townsend.
Back of the net, Messi.
The Dreammaker goes 1-0 up.
He's a little bit nervous.
Right. Wow. Oh, how have you known that? Right, so...
You follow your cricket, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. More than you follow this podcast. Right, so...
Not anymore.
No. Only because you're on it. Right, so we mentioned Rory Burns earlier, gentlemen. Yes? Oh. Right, here's a question for you. Which county did Rory make his championship debut against?
Shot, Burnsy.
Yes, go on.
I might as well get in first.
You've got one of 17, too. Yeah. It's not that. The 17.
Somerset.
Incorrect. Badge. Starts with an S.
Oh, Ball and Jada.
Yeah.
Sussex?
Correct.
Well, that's ridiculous. Well, that's ridiculous. Well, it starts with an S.
Well, right, you are your
start
goal,
with
man.
An S. You've had 17 to pick from,
You've
man.
Given him the county. That's it. I have people been. Listening. Yeah, what a fudge.
Could have been.
What a fudge. You know, can I be honest
Begins
with you?
Begins with an S.
No, but hang on. I'm so pleased and proud of you that you remember that there's only other one other county other than Somerset with an S.
This is fixed. It's embarrassing. Really.
Right, one all. One all now. Right.
I'm going to go.
Where?
Why don't you just tell him the answer?
We've done that before. You've still got wrong. Where is...
Jack said this one up.
Where is Alex Stewart's portrait hanging at the Kier Oval?
Ball and Jada.
Yep.
It's in the long room.
Correct. Badger goes 2-1
up. Well done. You didn't get told that one.
Badger goes 2-1
Shambles.
Up. 2-1 up. Right. Badge, get this one right. You've won.
Yeah, mate.
Dreammaker, you got to get this correct. Ready?
It's very difficult to win when people are cheating.
What is the name of my hard-hitting novel?
Oh my god!
No, this is embarrassing. See, you got three copies. I know. Which I gave to someone.
Ball and Jada.
Yes.
Typical Surrey.
Correct.
Yes.
Badger 3-1. I don't know why you bothered coming.
Well,
how
can you give him the first one when you tell it begins with S?
Bugger off and go and feed Simba.
Stop swearing on live.
Listen.
That's not funny. Just got a text that the cat's struggling a little bit. Enjoy your victory. Victory.
The cat's texted you. That must mean no, it's fully functioning.
He hasn't
again.
Because he's not very well. His brother has. Sylvester.
Sylvester?
Yeah.
How long have you had Sylvester for?
Same amount of time as Simba.
All right, so what's that? 10 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old was...
So enjoy your win, okay? Enjoy your win.
You.
Move on.
Right. Thank you. Well, congratulations, Badge.
Thank you very
Tremendous
much.
Tremendous victory from Badger there. You've let the entire Kier Oval down there, Gareth.
Yeah. I think people will know how this was set up.
It wasn't set up at all. Shall we let everybody into a secret, Gareth? The little bit of when I wrote the David Warner question and you said, are you going to let me know how many runs he scored?
What did I say it was? 95.
Oh.
95.
You looked it up. I told you that was going to be the first question to get you in. He cheated.
So where does Begins with S start from?
But you said Somerset.
No.
Yeah. Badger, I've said Begins with S. Badger actually thought logically there that there's only two counties that start with an S.
Could have panicked and said Suffolk.
That's what you did say, and they've edited it out.
Well done, Badge. I'm really proud of you there. That's really good.
Thanks, Judge.
Good from you, my friend. Now, this is normally the time where Mornay takes over the podcast, but obviously, as we know, he's not here because he just sent us a photo of himself stood in the sun at Wentworth enjoying where Gareth could have been. But he's here. Hang on, Gareth, you say that. What would have happened to Simba?
Well, Mornay would have helped me with that, wouldn't he?
No, what I'm saying is if you'd rushed off to Wentworth,
you'd
have missed Simba. Yeah. And not being able to bring Simba back.
Well, I might have only gone down there after lunch when the crowd settled.
As usual, though, Mornay's completely forgotten to set us a challenge, but he did give me a little nudge about what he wanted us to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a brand new pack of cards here.
Not strip poker.
Not that again. That's only on a Friday night at yours, Gareth. You know that. So, Badge and me are going to play Killer Snap. Killer Snap.
You better explain that to him.
What's the difference between Killer Snap or Snap?
It's just Snap, but I'm trying to build it up to make it sound a bit more exciting. Yeah. And I need a win here, Gareth, because I'm 2-1 down in the competition.
Got no chance.
I genuinely need a win. Now, Gareth, would you be the referee for us, please?
Yeah, do I get more for that?
Yeah, you get an extra fee for that. Now, what we need you to do is, just to explain to everybody, here's a pack of cards. Gareth, you're going to split them in half and give half to... You don't need to shuffle them, we've done that already. We are under a time constraint here, Gareth.
Oh, look at him.
Look at him now. Oh, brilliant. That was brilliant. So,
did that before, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. So it's just ordinary snap.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So you're in charge. Badge, you go first. Let's play.
Wait there, is it got to be...
Oh, here we go.
It's best of three. Yeah, he's gone to snap. Oh, that's a good point. No, he's in charge, he'll tell you. You're in charge.
Yeah. Is it the same suit or same number?
It's the same. You're in charge.
Come on, you team maker.
Is this Northern Snap?
You've got a pack of cards, yeah? So it'll have to be the same number.
Okay.
And the same colour suit.
Okay.
Oh, huh? Right. What? Yeah. We'll be here for weeks.
Well,
just the same suit.
Same number then.
Just the same suit.
Okay.
Yeah, right, go.
I'll go first. Oh, snap.
Oh,
hearts.
Blimey, how slow was that?
Hang on. That's a king and a queen.
You said the same suits.
Hearts.
Oh, is that what we're playing?
That's what you said. The same suit.
Yeah.
I said the same number, but you didn't want to know.
1-0, Badger.
1-0.
You go first this time.
Snap.
1-1. Back of the
hearts.
Net.
Are you not going to tell people what it was?
It was hearts.
Thanks. Right, 1-0. Snap.
Hearts, and it was definitely Mark Church who won that. Oh, here we go.
Are you going to snap your hand down?
Best of three, 2-1 up.
When the ball comes in.
What was that?
Come on.
When the ball comes in.
That's what he said.
I know. Pathetic. Right.
Come on then.
Ready? Go. Away. Snap!
Well, it's not the same suit.
It's a 9.
We're 2-9.
No, we said same suit, not same numbers. So you want to...
Keep going,
false call.
Keep going.
Snap!
Oh, yeah, bam, actually. Bam. No, you're 2-2.
2-2.
When it takes us one out.
Badger one on clubs.
Clubs.
Oh.
Stop. Oh, no.
Diamonds, Badger. Yes. 3-2.
No. Hey, know what they call me? Boomerang Badger.
I can't believe it. I'm 3-1 down. Gareth, thanks for refereeing.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, you were really good at that.
I enjoyed that.
Brilliant. Thank you for turning up to do. I'm really upset about that. I'm 3-1 down with one show to go.
I'm buzzing.
Tough one to win.
No, it's double all quits in the next one. Yeah?
I'll give you that.
Winner takes all.
Winner takes all
in the next one. Thanks, Gareth, for doing that. Really good.
Loved it.
So, we're nearly there, boys. Mm-hmm. Nearly done. But before we go, Badger, last week, of course, you floored us with your philosophical question. Mm. Have you ever seen the same pigeon twice? Gareth?
No.
You know what, right? One of my mates up north, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I'm going to give him a shout out, Jamie.
You're talking about Rocky again?
No. Right. So I went up north a few weeks ago and I was sat in the pub with a few of my mates and the podcast came up and they're talking about, have you ever seen the same pigeon twice? And my mate Jamie said, yeah. I look at it, I look away and look back and it's still there. So he's like, I've seen the same pigeon twice.
Jamie.
Oh my God.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Jamie.
And he will definitely listen to the next podcast because he loves it.
That's brilliant from him. Jamie, that is genius from you. Yeah. But Badge, do you have another philosophical question for us this week?
I don't think I do. Oh, I should have thought about one, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Have you got one?
I did have one earlier, yeah.
Come on then.
Does Sunday always follow Saturday?
Yeah.
Gareth?
Always.
See? It's got you thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to think about that all day. Does Sunday always follow Saturday, Badger? Just think about it.
You know what Rocky said a few weeks ago, which I found was quite funny as well? A stopped clock is right twice a day.
What?
Yeah. I'd never heard that before.
What? A stopped clock is right twice a day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually, no, I see where he's come from with that. Because if it stopped at 4 o'clock, then there'd be 4 o'clock in the afternoon and 4 o'clock in the morning. Gareth?
Well, I've got one.
Oh, it's a surprise.
Does night follow day or does day follow night?
It's a good point, that.
I got another one.
Yeah, you got loads now.
Yeah, it's all come to me.
Come on then.
Is water wet?
Mine, you can come up with definitive answers. Yours are just rubbish.
To be honest with you, Rocky's one's the best one, isn't it? That is good from Rock. It really is. Is water wet?
Mm-hmm. Like, when you're in water, are you wet?
That's
or what? Are you just wet when you get out?
Oh, actually, Badge, that... So when you're in the water...
You're wet.
When you get out of the water...
You're wet.
Yeah, it's not great. It was good the way you put it. Anyway.
How long do you have thinking that one up? 3 weeks.
Since the last one. I like Badger. Well done. We'll have another one from you in our last episode. We've come to the end of today's show. It's been a, I'd say, a smorgasbord of a podcast. It's had a mix of everything, hasn't it?
Have you enjoyed it, Dreammaker?
No.
Oh. Have you had any...
Off. I bet he doesn't even listen to it.
He won't listen to it. Any news on Simba? That's all we care about.
My phone is ringing now.
Ooh, oh, no. Do you want to get that?
That's just Sylvester FaceTiming me.
From next to Simba.
He's lying on the floor.
Gareth, I hope Simba's all right.
I haven't got any money. I can't pay any more vets bills.
There's also Simba. There's also, is it true that during this podcast you've discovered the meaning of life, Gareth?
I needed to.
Let's hope so for Simba's sake. That you have. Now, Badger.
The builders have finished, haven't they?
They have. We've been going long enough. Badger. They built an entire new stand with the way that this one's got. Badger. Famous tweeting. Anyone?
Nah. I was meant to get my mate James Baxter to tweet.
Yeah, he was in Coronation Street.
No, Emmerdale.
Emmerdale, yeah.
I'm seeing him next week.
Okay, so will there be a chance that from the man from Emmerdale, James Baxter...
He used to be in Emmerdale.
He's not in it anymore.
Nah. He does open all hours, or still open all hours.
Oh, yeah, still he's in the new open all hours.
He's the...
Badger's mate.
Granville, he's the young one.
Right? Yeah. No, he is.
Is he?
You've probably seen him.
You would have seen it.
Yeah.
Have you seen still open all hours?
Yeah. Ronnie Barker.
Aye, so he's the big one.
David Jason.
That's the one I meant, the proper one. But now David Jason plays
Ronnie Barker
and my mate plays
David Jason.
Jason used to play
him anyway. That one,
aye.
He's going to tweet about the podcast.
He is, aye.
Good, Badge. Thanks for that. Thank you.
I might get his signature on the shirt as well.
Do it. You're alright to sign the shirt, aren't you?
You said Gareth. You wanted famous people.
I was just wondering if you might be able to get Cristiano Ronaldo.
I make them.
Yeah, can you get us Ronaldo's? Because obviously he...
Done.
It's true, he came through.
Done.
He was under-17s, wasn't he? Through the Surrey pathway system.
He had him instead, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, Fergie and us are pretty close. Yeah.
Anyway, Gareth, thank you so much for being with us today.
Many thanks.
And all the best to Simba.
I'm still a bit disappointed about the quiz.
All the best to Simba.
I'll send your regards on to him.
Pray for Simba. And Badge, thank you, as always.
Thank you, Twitch. It's been a great episode again.
It has been an absolute belter. Our producer, not sure, thinks the same as us. But there we are. And thank you all for listening. If you've liked what you've heard, please rate and review us on your favourite podcast app, as it really does help others find the podcast. And we want to be really popular and successful like Lionel Messi. Until next time, I've been Mark Church, and this has been a Bengo Media production for Surrey County Cricket Club. Bat well, everybody. Bat well.